A Christian marriage is not just two individuals sharing space. It is a covenant household. That household has spiritual, emotional, physical, financial, relational, and missional life. It needs protection. Not every outside influence is bad. Extended family can be a beautiful gift. Parents can offer wisdom, childcare, encouragement, prayer, family stories, practical help, and loving presence. But even good gifts must be ordered rightly. When extended family begins to control decisions, divide spouses, create fear, stir resentment, or override the couple's leadership, the covenant household becomes vulnerable. Sometimes the issue is holidays. One family expects every Christmas morning. Another expects every Thanksgiving. The couple feels pulled apart before the season even begins. Sometimes the issue is money. Parents offer help, but the help comes with hidden control, or an adult child keeps borrowing money from parents without telling the spouse. Sometimes the issue is parenting. Grandparents ignore rules, criticize discipline, undermine bedtime, or speak negatively about one parent in front of the children. Sometimes the issue is emotional dependence. A spouse tells a parent everything before telling their husband or wife. The parent becomes the first counselor, first comforter, and first decision maker. That creates a third voice in the marriage. Protecting the covenant household means husband and wife learn to stand together. They may say, "We need to talk about this privately and get back to you." We are not making that decision separately. We do not criticize each other to our families. We will not let our children become messengers in adult conflict. We are grateful for advice, but we are responsible before God for this household. This does not mean a couple becomes isolated. Isolation is dangerous too. Wise mentors, church leaders, counselors, and trusted family members can be a blessing. But counsel is different from control. A healthy couple receives wisdom without surrendering covenant responsibility. Protecting the household also means repentance when one spouse has allowed family pressure to damage the marriage. A spouse may need to say, "I see now that I kept choosing my parents' comfort over our unity," or, "I used my family as backup instead of doing the hard work of talking with you." Those confessions can begin healing. The covenant household is worth protecting. Not with harshness, not with pride, not with contempt for parents or in-laws, but with prayer, unity, respect, courage, and clear love. A husband and wife can honor their parents and still guard their marriage. They can love extended family and still lead their own home. That is the goal. Respect without control, connection without confusion, and a covenant household ordered before God.